Central New York legislators are split on the recent state budget process. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, while some see significant gains, others see missed opportunities and purely political motivations.
State Senator David Valesky with the Independent Democratic Conference says there is a lot to be pleased about in the state's new spending plan.
By and large, I think this was a tremendously successful state budget.
The budget includes infrastructure investments, college affordability, and raising the age of criminal responsibility to 18 years old.
We'd always like to do more, but you know, this in many ways had to be a belt-tightening year. We actually had a state budget deficit coming into this year, again on top of the uncertainty from the federal government.
But Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco says policy issues bogged down the budget process.
I don't think it went well, quite frankly, and the result was not as good as it could be.
DeFrancisco, who is the deputy majority leader of the state Senate, describes the budget as a political document with the purpose of advancing Governor Andrew Cuomo's progressive agenda.
What bothers me is that we're not acting, in my mind, in a long-term mode that would show what the effects are of what things we're doing today and how it's going to affect tomorrow, like the so-called free college tuition. It's going to cost more.
More, he says, in spending on professors, college buildings, and tuition at SUNY and CUNY schools for higher-income families. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.